Jackson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, there'll be bidding America goodbye.
Head south to the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 8th of October, 2011. As we continue on here, at the bottom of this hour, we're going to be visiting with Roger Mundy, who has done a lot in terms of state sovereignty, and even though we don't like to use the word sovereignty, because none is sovereign except for God, the Almighty. But the point is that states have the authority and ability to take back the controls from the federal government. And I come back to the fact that the federal government has to pay the states to implement federal legislation. And in order to get their federal mandates, quote-unquote, implemented today, why would they be paying the states to implement their stuff if they didn't have to? And that's the point. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and talk to Joe in Indiana. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Darren. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. I just wanted to, just a few points I wanted to bring up. What prompted me to call was the comment that you made about knowing what we know, and there's a burden attached to it, and I'm in that camp. I would rather be in that camp, because I've had this discussion with my wife on a numerous occasions, and she says, why do you want to know all this? What can you do about it, and how can it affect your life? But you know, Darren, I'm finding out each one of us, we are not islands, and yes, we may be made to feel like we're helpless, but we're not. And what inspires me a lot is, you know, when I was in college, I was an exchange student in Europe, so I got to spend a year in Eastern Europe at the time, and a year in Western Europe, and I got to see communism firsthand, and I got to see the burial mounds, how the Soviets buried their soldiers. There's no markers. There's no individual names. It's just 1941, and there's a long, long mass grave of bodies, 1942, 1943, and that's how communists operate. You are no longer an individual, and you're just a cog in a wheel to some system, and it's totally godless, and it's very it's cold, and it's really ugly. I didn't like the architecture, and I really learned a lot as a 19-20-year-old. It really made a big impact on me. But I'm bringing that up because since listening to you and RBN, I have learned a lot, and I've been able to apply a lot of this stuff in my life, you know, knowing what we know, like just in general, like smart meters. I would have never known about that if it wasn't for you and the things that you've said or Fast and Furious. In fact, I think you and other RBN folks have an impact maybe on our commercial radio because, you know, in the Chicagoland area, we have on WLS, there's a pretty conservative couple, and they're in the morning, Don and Roma, and
Hey, Joe, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're up against the clock. Can you hold over the break?
Sure, I can.
Okay, I'll hold you over, and then you can finish your thoughts here.
Okay.
All right, folks, so we're up to break time. We have Jonathan in Missouri, Steve in Texas, and Mark in Texas as well. Hang on, guys. We will get to you as quickly as possible. At the bottom of this hour, we're going to be visiting with Roger Mundy. We'll be back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains. Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 state.
We're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. By the way, once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We track all the news throughout the week and try to keep track of everything that's going on in these very eventful days. So check that out, and you can sign up for an account there and comment on stories if you want to. Many people have. So anyway, governamerica.com. My email address is radio@governamerica.com, and we have a board full of calls. So let's get right back to Joe in Indiana, who just moments ago was talking about your local station there in Indiana, WLS. Did you
WLS in Chicago? And you know what? I have a feeling these fellas monitor RBN. I can't believe that they don't. But he has been every single day bringing up and talking about Fast and Furious, to his credit.
Oh, great.
So I think RBN, I think folks like yourself are making people aware and turning people on, and I think this is what's really important. And I can see how in my life personally, I've like, for instance, the medical things that you've talked about, because that's the profession I'm in, and I've gone to my friends, I've gone to the conferences, and I've warned them about what's coming on with this Obamacare, and we are alerting people. But if anything, even though there's this big bureaucratic monster out there, and it seems like we are helpless against it, but at least it can cause them to pause. And I've been at conferences where I've alerted them to what's going on, and people are getting concerned and doing a little screaming and yelling, and maybe you have an effect. So I'm already implementing a plan. My friends and I have already decided there's no way we're going to do this electronic progress note system that they've talked about. We'll take the penalty, but you know what? We'll cause them to stop. And then being bureaucratic as they are, they're probably going to mess up anyway. And already those that have jumped on it because the government tries to entice you with the $44,000, They've already found out it's a boondoggle. They're not getting the money. The government, first of all, has reneged on the money. They're in debt, and then the system doesn't work. So
yeah.
But
I with regard to the smart meters, I just want to say this real quick. There is a website that I encourage you folks. When we had Patrick Wood on, I mentioned this before. It's a pretty good website from what I've seen of it. It's called refusesmartmeter.com. I highly encourage you folks to check that out because there are directions that you can take as far as if you already have a smart meter, they address that, what to do, and if you don't have one yet, what to do about that. It's written from a California standpoint because I think that's where these folks are based, but there's a lot of stuff on there that's useful to anyone at any part of the country. So I encourage you to check that out. Refusesmartmeter.com.
And quickly, Darren, just to alert people about the smart meter, I think utility companies are being cautious with what our utility companies doing out here in Valparaiso. They're sending us letters, monthly letters, letting us know what our energy usage is within a one-mile radius of our neighbors. So I think they're getting people prepared. So in the meantime, what I've done is, since we have contacts with our local mayor and some of the politicians, we're organizing among our neighbors letters already to tell our utility company. We don't want to wait for the city council to meet because by then, you know, the utility company will have bought off the city council. So at least tell the utility company, look, we know what's coming, and we're going to refuse up front. I'm going to go to this refusesmartmeter.com. I'm trying to formulate some, and we have some attorneys in town too that could formulate this in a legalese manner. And I just believe we have to be proactive. But I'll let you know.
Absolutely, proactive is exactly right. And I would encourage people also to educate your state lawmakers about the dangers of these meters, not only with regard to the health, as Patrick Wood pointed out. We don't want to fight this on that one issue alone, because there are steps that they can take to bypass the health issues. We want this thing fought mainly on the privacy issues and the fact that they can control your appliances. Ultimately, we know that's the goal with a smart grid. I've got an article here about how they're passing down the electric bill. So the Daily Beast is reporting electric bills about to spike. Utilities across the country need more money for grid updates and pollution controls, and are passing the huge bill on to consumers. Now, folks, you remember, we played the audio on the show here, that Obama said during his campaign that energy prices would necessarily skyrocket if his plan for cap and trade goes into place. He said that. All you have to do is go to YouTube and type in Obama energy prices necessarily skyrocket, or Obama cap and trade or something. Do a search on that. It'll come up with the information. He said that during his campaign. He told the people what they were going to get.
And already, Darren, on our local, in the Chicagoland area, on some of the radio stations, they're already advertising the smart grid is coming. That's what they're that's the advertisement.
They're basing their ads on the coming technology.
But I wanted to thank you, Darren. You're doing a wonderful service. I would, you know, 6 months ago, I would not have known any of this, and it's really helped me in my life and friends, and make me alert. And I'd rather know, like you said it a while back, I'd rather know this, you know.
Yeah. Well, at least if you know, you can do something about it.
Right.
If you put your head in the sand, you're going to get bitten right in the hind end by anything that comes along. And I would rather know so that I can at least be proactive, like you said. Thank you so much,
Absolutely.
Joe. I appreciate the words of encouragement. And let's move on here, and let's talk to Jonathan in Missouri. Go right ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, very well. Actually, I'd like to second the sentiments of the previous caller. Absolutely. You're doing an incredible service, opening a lot of eyes, and I'd like to thank you for the time that you're committing yourself to these endeavors, because God knows, I know you're not getting paid enough for it.
I'm not getting paid at all for it, Jonathan.
I know. I understand that. To consider something else, the insidious seeds of Hollywood propaganda and the use of their little logic bombs. Case in point, earlier you were referencing the communitarian dialectic, and it brought me back to when I was a kid and totally accepted on its face value. How could you argue the logic when Spock tells you that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one? How could you argue with such sensible logic? And, however, it, you know, of course, Hollywood promulgates that, and that kind of sets you up already, you know, from an earlier perspective. Get ready for it and accept it, because you can't really argue against it, and why fight it?
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your efforts. You are doing an incredible job to keep the fires stoked, and I'll continue to listen. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jonathan. All right, let's move along here and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I got a text just a few minutes ago from a sister of mine that I guess we don't talk too much because my view of reality is a little bit different from hers, and I don't have too much faith in a lot of parts of our government and our financial system. But she texted me because the world rocked under her feet again yesterday when a major call center, I don't know if it's but it's called GCS. They just closed their doors last night at 9 o'clock. And I guess at her call center, there were about 200 people. But they had multiple sites, I guess five other locations.
Uh-huh.
Closed their sites because Bank of America pulled all their business from them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I kind of, like, get this text. It was a forward text, and it wasn't really personalized or anything. And I'm like, okay, how do you respond to that? And so I just said, sorry. And then I said, you know what's happening this weekend, right? You know, and I don't know if it's related or not, but it's an interesting weekend with the Occupy Wall Street anonymous thing that's supposed to be coming up on Monday.
Uh-huh.
And I've been seeing a shift in people's
just to let people know, you're talking about the anonymous the internet group, who are a bunch of hackers, right? In
the alleged hackers, yeah.
They've claimed that they're going to shut down the New York Stock Exchange. No.
They didn't really claim that. They claimed they were going to wipe its presence from the internet.
Okay. Yeah, and there are some people, by the way, I just want to point this out. There's some controversy about that because there's some people that are saying that this claim is a hoax. So I don't know one way or the other. I just know that that's what's been reported. But go ahead.
True enough, right? But, you know, so with that aside, we've been watching this weekend kind of with a little bit of interest, just seeing, you know, how it plays out. And I've seen a few people come over to us, and they're kind of a little bit, they've changed their story from, I don't know. It's just they have an easier time relating to people that have a view of the world that's quite different from the standard one, and they're more accepting. So I'm kind of, like you were saying, people are waking up, and all the people that you've told about, well, you know about Agenda 21, right? And then they go, huh? And then you just, well, you know, it's well documented. Here, check it out. And then they put the blinders on and then go away. Well, my sister's one of those. You know, back when I evacuated California a handful of years ago, she was just getting foreclosed on. And we did the Ron Paul thing. She knows all about it, but she put the blinders back on and ran to a place where she thought she was going to be safe, and it's collapsing around her again. And I'm like, wow, are we going to get, like, this wave of all the people that you've told, calling you, texting you? And all of a sudden, you're like, okay, how are you going to deal with that? For me,
well, you know, one thing, I think the reason why some people tend to go back into their world, you know, it's very comfortable. It's very comfortable to believe what you've always believed. And to, I call it the womb of ignorance, or, you know, the cocoon. Sometimes I've called it a cocoon of ignorance. It's very comfortable to live in that area where you don't have to face the threatening areas, that the things that really threaten your very existence, and to stare a beast in the face, and that's what we're dealing with here, is a beast system.
Yeah.
You know, it's frightening for many people. And so I think that's why we tend to recoil from horrors and to try not to look. And that's why I highly respect people like you and the rest of this audience. Because if you can't, I mean, you can handle the truth. I mean, that's what RBN always says. So, hey, I appreciate the call there, Steve. I'm going to move on because we've got more calls. We'll be back here, folks. Stay with us.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, thanks for holding on.
Darren, this won't take very long. I've been listening to all kinds of radio all week, and people are just beside themselves with worry, thinking that these folks are going to try and turn us into communists. Darren, they can't turn us into something we already are. Communism can be installed under the radar, and you won't even notice it half the time. Here's the kicker. What's got everybody kind of on edge and wondering what's going on, you're seeing the installation of fascism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's taking place.
Yeah.
You know, guys, forget communism. We be one.
Well,
we're already there.
You know, we get lost in labels, Mark.
Yes, we do.
And I think today we have elements of both systems. I always say, it doesn't really matter whether the state's controlling the industry or the industry is controlling the state. Either way, you've got totalitarianism, and it's not a good thing. So, whether it's communism, corporate fascism, or any other kind of ism, it's certainly not freedom, and it's certainly not going to be recognizing individual liberty,
Well, what we're seeing now is we're seeing communism finally trickle down. This is trickle down communism, don't you know? It's really hitting us at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Through the communitarianism and the local strategic planning, sustainable development,
yeah.
shenanigans that they're trying to pull off. But it's been in effect for years. We don't own squat. We ain't owned squat our whole lives.
Well, you know, my whole life, it's been a progression toward increasingly making people bankrupt more and more. You know, we have a lot of people that talk in common law terms about a lot of the stuff going on, and the contract people who talk, you know, all of that. And, you know, those people have a point. You know, if you don't have property, if you have to pay rent on your land, you don't really own land. You don't really own anything that you have to pay an extortion tax on in order to keep it.
Well, even with our businesses, they have to have a permit to operate, and then there's the communitarian tax that they themselves have to collect for the government for the betterment of all, and it's called a sales tax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've been in communism for years. Darren, let's let somebody else get on. Thanks for letting me talk.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate the call. You know, and that's the thing. America has adopted all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto are in operation today. You know, and these were things that Marx and Engels, these planks in the Communist Manifesto, outlined as so that they could measure a country's progress toward communism. And America is really practicing every single one of these things. All right, let's go to Janan in Texas. Janan, thanks for holding on.
Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
I just wanted, can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go right
okay.
ahead.
I just wanted to point out that the way the thing is playing out right now, you've got the Occupy Wall Street people who are saying capitalism is bad, and then you have some demonstrations starting at the Federal Reserve banks in the Fed or Occupy the Fed, and those are going on right now, and they're saying capitalism is good is not really the problem. And so you've got this dialectic, you know, that's kind of, people are saying it boils down to capitalism is good versus capitalism is bad. But maybe we ought to broaden and have more bigger ideas to discuss than this versus that that is fed to us. And I think that, you know, capitalism may be a bad thing, and I hate to say it, but, I mean, all it has done is we have unrepayable debt. Tremendous unrepayable debt. It's unsolvable. And this is happening in the USA and the entire world. And it always brings down this compounding interest and all of this heavy burden of debt. It always destroys economies. It destroys nations. And so the banks and, you know, their money systems and all of that, it's just bad. It's no good, you know. I think there's other things besides socialism and communism and fascism, other solutions, and, you know, and capitalism. Maybe, I don't know, I think it's something called distributionism or Salvatore Fanfani or somebody like that. I don't know. There's a host on RBN that named Mark Anderson. He discusses mm-hmm. it somewhat. But
yeah.
We need to broaden our conversation. People on walls protesting Wall Street, the people protesting the Fed, they're really controlled by the same people, just as the Democrats and the Republicans are and the Tea Party is.
I would caution you. I agree with you that maybe the leadership might be controlled. Maybe the from the top down it might be orchestrated, but not everyone certainly that's participating would be controlled. You know, and I think that's, I think that, you know, my gut tells me there's a whole lot of people involved in this that just are angry and upset about what's being done to this country, and they want to do something about it. And they don't really necessarily know what the answers are, but they know that they're certainly worse off today than they were a few years ago. And anyway, I can hold you over the break if you had anything else you wanted to say.
No, that's all. I just want us to not be...
All right, we're
you know,
back
arguing
here. I gotta break
the
here.
Things that are fed to us. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Back to the broadcast, Governor America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, I appreciate all of the calls that we've had so far. Thanks, Janon, for calling in. I didn't get a chance to thank you before we hit the break like a wall. But I appreciate all the good phone calls that we've had today. And we're going to be talking this hour, the rest of this hour, and next hour with Roger Mundy. As I said, Roger has he had an organization called the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and they were very active back several years ago now, I think. And they got a lot of things done before the group finally, you know, kind of certain people just kind of went their own way, did their own thing. But it's an inspiration to me what can be done even to this day on a state level. And Roger frequently talks about the power of instruction and instructing and educating state lawmakers, and I think it's still a very relevant message. In fact, it's more relevant today than it ever has been before, and it's needed more than it ever has been before. And I think that some of these phony opposition groups don't focus enough of the energy on a state and local level, which is really the place where you can get the most bang for your buck in this day and age of extreme control and influence. And so anyway, Roger, well, good morning. Welcome back to Govern America.
Good morning, Darren.
You know, we were talking earlier, and I don't know if you've heard any of the program thus far, but we were talking a little earlier, and we've been talking about these Wall Street protests, and it's just not Wall Street. It's, you know, various places of the country. It's really remarkable to see how these things have mushroomed and blown up and popped up everywhere you turn. And it's almost, well, to me, it has the appearance, anyway, of being similar to the type of protest that we saw in Tennessee when they were trying to institute an income tax there several years ago on a state level. These people from varying backgrounds are coming out and trying to make their voices heard. Some of them are controlled, no doubt. I think many of them probably are just ordinary people that are angry and upset and don't know what else to do, and here's a way to vent that energy. I don't know. What do you think about all this? Is this a good thing, a bad thing? What are your opinions about this? Have you been following it?
Well, I haven't been able to follow it very much, but my impressions are that it's both things. You know, I mean, it's following on this all these protests in the Arab world, which to me, my whole impression of that had always been that it's some kind of orchestrated thing down there, and I'm thinking they're orchestrated, this is probably orchestrated. But then, you know, I think the thing that I was involved in many years ago was actually an orchestrated thing that we took over. So with the people agitated, and for obvious reasons,
mm-hmm.
You know, what the enemy tends to do is they want to bring order out of chaos.
Yes.
But they can't control every result. They can't control where the people end up. Because I've seen this firsthand, where, you know, this 10th Amendment movement I was involved in, I think I can trace back its origins to a certain executive order by Governor Allen at that time to bring in the Conference of the States.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually the good people involved in our group that didn't know anything particular, or didn't know the law like all the what I call gurus on the RBN and didn't know the Constitution, but had a heart for their countrymen, had a heart for righteousness and such. We actually succeeded in taking the momentum of that here locally and turning it against the Conference of the State, and using it as a platform to reach the state governments and actually even stop some bad laws in their tracks at the time and kill that Conference of the State. So, you know, the people under prayerful submission to the Lord and seeking truth and seeking his power can take even a move of the enemy and turn it right against them. In fact, he does. So,
Let's elaborate a little bit about the states, the Conference of the States. This was a backdoor attempt at a constitutional convention. Is that right?
Yes, I think so. And actually, in some papers I wrote then, it was a constitutional convention, but then it was possibly, very likely, a standing constitutional convention, meaning this constitutional convention could have actually ended up ruling in the place of government here, sort of a parliamentary government where every law they issue actually becomes part of the Constitution itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the worst of all possible
mm-hmm.
forms, you know. So, yeah, it was that bad. It was targeted at the greatest powers in the local and state governments have over the federal government, though they don't use it. There was three primary amendments that they wanted to see put in place, and it was sold. They attempt to sell it to the people as ways back to decentralizing power. Only when you read carefully those amendments, it actually would have taken the 10th Amendment and put it under the power of the Supreme Court in one of the three amendments. And then two of the amendments were targeted at Article 5, state instruction of the Senate. So this is, you know, when you had the Constitutional Convention years ago in Philadelphia, where they drafted the Constitution, there was an impasse. The convention nearly broke up because the states, many of the states, were insisting on retaining the power they had from the Articles of Confederation of instructing their delegates in Congress on what they should do and what they couldn't do, et cetera. And that whole move to do that was tabled in order for the convention to proceed forward because they were at an impasse. And those who were there who were interested in establishing the American empire and basically sort of total control over the continent in the federal Congress didn't want to see that at all. But the states, the smaller states, were saying, you're going to do this or else you're not going to get your constitution. So what happened was once they tabled that and set about the business of drafting the rest of the constitution, this clause, that final clause in Article 5, was the last clause to be engrossed into the Constitution itself. So the Federalists, I call them the Federalists, you could call them the Consolidationalists, had to give on that point. And so that was put into the Constitution, and then the battle went on forward between the two sides into the state ratifying convention. And because of that conflict, that battle between the two sides, we have the Bill of Rights. So otherwise there would have been no Bill of Rights either.
Yeah, and that's something that's really disturbing. You know, I think in retrospect, Roger, we tend to idolize many of these people, and yet we find that really there's both good and bad there, you know, which I guess would just stand to, well, using simple logic, you know, and looking at what we have today, well, it's awful hard to find any good on a federal level today. But I guess you would it would only stand to reason that you'd have, you know, good and bad in the founders and the framers as well, right?
Oh, yes, and every single one, or maybe not every single one, but in the vast majority, you get into the individual and you've got a mixed bag, and it's weighed against what his personal ambitions were, what his ideals were, what his beliefs were, and also weighed against his intentions. Unfortunately, all these things are done by people, and people are a mix of all these things. So, I mean, like an example, when you can't, I have trouble putting a motive upon various individuals like this, like reading some of Jefferson, it's just positively inspiring. Yet at the same time, you observe some of the things he was involved in, and you think, my God, how can that even be the same man? And so You know, it's almost impossible to put a motive on it. You know, what about Abraham Lincoln and all of his crimes and unconstitutional acts? But then at the same time, he goes and issues a currency hated by the New World Order, the greenback, and speaks about formidable power more frightening to him than all the armies of the world. And so we observe in these people, how do you bless and how do you blame? It's very difficult to discern. All it does says to me is in order to avoid those kind of problems, then I suppose we must get to understanding true principle. You know, I mean, and seek from God his true principles, because we are, like you're saying, all these isms out there, you know. It's like we're beset by dialectical or false dichotomies on all sides. And I enjoyed your observation about when you had Mark called in and he was talking about communism and then fascism and such. Well, you know, I enjoyed your observation about these isms, because, I mean, the real there isn't really it takes an academic scholar, I suppose, to put his finger on what is the difference between a communist and communism and fascism. You know, what those two systems demonstrate is two forms of power that are not operating under true principles.
Yeah, I mean, really, a lot of these same people that are pushing one system, they're also behind the other system as well. I mean, just look at, you know, there's a book called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, for instance. You know, and Hitler had his system of National Socialism. You know, so, and we know that Wall Street was, it was the Wall Street bankers largely that funded the rise of Hitler, for instance. So, I mean, you have, once again, a system where the capitalists, so-called, helped to fund the National Socialists. You know, it's kind of weird, unless you realize that the goal of both must be the same, right?
Well, correct. And they, of course, very famous for funding the communism in Russia. So you know, and then you have this titanic battle between the Nazis and the Bolsheviks, so yes, they fund both sides, and this is also documented in history. You just go back and look at the history of the banks in Europe funding both sides of conflicts, two opposing kings. It's a win-win for them. You know, if they fund both sides, then the victor is going to have to pay them back in from the spoils of the loser, and so they make both sides indebted to them, and but they will receive their blood money following in either case.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're very skilled at choosing which sides and at choosing which isms and choosing which way to divide and conquer the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they not only just choose any two sides, they foster the rise of two sides and benefit or profit from that too, and I'm sure it segues into an overall goal of global sort of global ownership, power, etc., for their interests.
Yeah, you know, we were told that the Soviet Union fell, and I remember when all that happened, and Reagan stood in front of the Berlin Wall, and Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And, you know, there, a lot of fanfare was made about all of that and the collapse of the Soviet Union. And yet you have Vladimir Putin today calling for a union of the ex-Soviet states to be brought back together, a Eurasian union, which to me resembles a lot of the old Soviet system, the old Soviet Union.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess the question I have is did the Soviet Union even really fall? You know, anyway, we got a break here, Roger. Let's go ahead and take the break, and when we come back, we'll continue. Folks, you're welcome to call in, too, and join the conversation if you want. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. Our guest is Roger Mundy, and we'll be back here in just a moment.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Govern America, final segment for this hour. We got another hour to go with Roger Mundy. And Roger, before the break, we were talking about how the other side funds both sides of every conflict and uses it to kind of engineer their own predetermined outcome. And I brought up the issue of Vladimir Putin. You know, in the former Soviet Union, it's called the, I guess, the Russian Republic or Russian Federation, I guess is what they refer to it now as. But they're saying now, in fact, this is a Reuters article. I actually found the piece. It says Russia's Putin says he wants to build a Eurasian Union. A Dateline Moscow, Russia's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said he wants to bring ex-Soviet states into a Eurasian Union in an article which outlined his first foreign policy initiative as he prepares to return to the Kremlin as the country's next president. Putin said the new union would build on an existing customs union with Belarus and Kazakhstan, which from next year will remove all barriers to trade, capital, and labor movement between the three countries. When I posted this up on the website, and it goes on from there, but I called this New World Order. And the reason I did is because this looks exactly like the same thing. You know, they bring this about like this is a challenge to the existing integration of the World Trade Organization. They're going to, you know, and in fact, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who is being villainized now as being, you know, I guess a terrorist, an international terrorist, he's come out and called for a new world order himself to challenge the existing order, you know, and is he a part of it or is he a challenger of it when he's using the same lingo that they use? So this to me looks like a bunch of theatrics. You know, my hunch is that all of these people are on the same team. You know, I don't know. What do you think about that, Roger?
Well, that's just an excellent question. And I really don't know. It could be the way, I mean, a person can put scenarios behind all these moves and come up with completely diametrically opposing views on that. But we have experienced a long history of moves behind the scenes, and it seldom, if ever, seems to produce some freedom or liberty, you know, for the people. And so I have a propensity myself to view all these things with a very jaded eye.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, you know, when we consider, let's say, a merging hegemony of complete global control in one center, then you could see these movements as a potentiality for self-survival by these other places too. So I really don't know what to make of that. And then when you turn into the experts, even those who are not bought paid for, you find that they have a conflicting opinion oftentimes on the same event. So,
yeah,
you know, I have a really
that is true. Time. Yeah, we've seen that over and over again, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right, we're out of this hour, Roger. Another hour to go. Folks, you're certainly welcome to call in if you have anything to say. 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And in the coming hour, we're going to get into some of what Roger's been working on. You've been working on something with regard to the Declaration of Independence. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
Gold. Ever.